Okay, so let's talk about our next theme. Slide number 7. This is a review. Our experience, which is VAKOG, we tend to add auditory digital to that to label our experience. We're gonna talk about that in a moment.
This is very important. We'll spend this late afternoon and tomorrow on a section called quantum linguistics. Our experience itself is VAKOG, the 5 modalities. This is direct experience. Now we analyze that experience consciously by attaching labels to our experience to describe it in words, concepts, logical, reasonable, intelligent thoughts. But the labels themselves are not the experience.
The labels you experience in your mind, which are the words you use to label something, are not the experience itself.
That becomes a problem if you identify with the label to the expense of the experience.
Language itself is a means for us to gauge our experience. Language itself is a means for us to gauge our experience. And by gauge our experience, that's obvious in the word language. Language itself is a gauge or a way of gauging or measuring or putting boundaries on, and we'll talk about that in just a bit, putting boundaries on our experience of it. Now, how does this all work? Slide number 8. This is our slide of 2 neurons. We have a neuron on the left and a neuron on the right. In between them, the synaptic gap. When they first discovered neurons, they thought, oh, they're just in the brain. Of course, we do have neurons in the rest of our body. When they first discovered neurotransmitter, they thought, oh, it's just in the brain. Now we realize that neurotransmitter actually is throughout the body. When neurotransmitter was first discovered, the people that discovered it in the 50s thought it was just in the brain. And they found this chemical that actually went between the synaptic gap as the instruments got sufficient to measure it. Now, here's what happens. We have a bit of electrical information which is going to come down the left side of the neuron on the left. And that electrical information could be anything. It could be a state or anything. Now, but as the electrical information hits the synaptic gap, there's little neurotransmitters which are propagated across the synaptic gap.
These neurotransmitters are chemical.
And when the neurotransmitter finally hits the other side, the electric information goes up the other side. And so your transmission of information through the body is electrochemical. It's electrical down the nerve, and it's chemical across the synaptic gap. Now, why is that important? It's important because there's no direct connection between the electricity or the electrical impulses in the nerves and the cells, except that there is a chemical connection between the neurons and the cells. And Deepak Chopra said something very interesting in the book Quantum Healing, 1986, said neurotransmitter bathes every single cell in the body. Neurotransmitter bathes every single cell in the body. That's important. I don't know if you guys get this, but if we had the NLP channel on TV or the Timeline Therapy channel, and there were people listening, and we had just discovered this, we'd run in the newsroom and hit the bulletin button.
And we go, we interrupt this programming for an important announcement. Neurotransmitter bathes every single cell in the body. Film at 11.
So this is important. This is the instrument of mind affecting the body. This is the technical point of the mind-body connection. It's right here. It's right in here that is the mind-body connection.
See, when medical doctor discovered... Let's take an example. When medical doctor discovered the chemical responsible for depression, they said, whenever a person is depressed, this is the chemical present in the body. That's okay. My question is, though, is the depression causing the chemical or is the chemical causing depression?
Now, allopathic medicine, that's the kind of medicine practiced by medical doctors, would probably say the chemical causes the depression. But this is kind of a who came first, the chicken or the egg question, because how do you have the chemical present without the thought pattern? This is very important for us in NLP, timeline therapy, hypnosis, as well as for us personally. Because the question is, which is the originator of the pattern, or what's the originator? Now what's interesting is it's never taken me and Adriana separately, or us together, longer than 2.5 hours to get rid of clinical depression. And I'm talking about clinical depression for 30 years. I worked with a woman in Calgary who had been depressed for 30 years and on the referral of her medical doctor because nothing seemed to work for her. And so she came to me and we got rid of the depression in 2.5 hours. The next day she called me up like this and she's on the phone. She goes, you know what, Dad, I'm a little shaky today. And I said, did you go see your medical doctor like I said? And she said, no, not yet. I said, well, go see him, because you've got to cut down the dosage of your antidepressants. So when we get rid of the depression from the body, if we're still putting antidepressants in the body, it's a problem.
They pump you up, yeah.
So the question is depression caused by the chemical, which, by the way, we can stop the depression by putting another chemical in the body, but is that the cause? Our point of view is it's not the cause, that there's a mental origin. And our point of view in this training will be that there's a mental origin, and that mental origin is equivalent to and resides in this mind-body connection that we've just talked about.